Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are so bad at gambling that I don't know what to do.
Stop.
That was not one of my choices.
I want to tag out. Can we tag team? Can I tag somebody else in?
Gambling, you know, is sometimes considered a disease, but it is the only disease that you could end up winning at the end. But you have to play long enough.
Yeah.
We are bad. If you were listening, I'm sure you've been waiting with bated breath if you were listening to yesterday's show. I mean, it was this time yesterday. It was literally in the first minute or two of the show that we looked at the line for the Heat-Celtics game. We saw that the Heat were getting 3 inexplicably, and we decided we've got to put it in now. I mean, they're giving us free money, right? And yeah. We all agreed, let's bet it right now. And we did. And that's what happened. Are you playing the drums? What are you doing?
For me?
Yeah. Do you hear that, Solana?
What's incredible about this is that right before we went on the air, he goes, bro, my setup is immaculate. And now it's like,
Where are you set up? On a ceiling fan?
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
It was like going boom, 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 boom. Oh. Were you tapping on the desk?
Oh, it might be the person next door to me because I'm in New York and these rooms are the size of closets.
Well, it's ridiculous.
This room is, what, 200, 150 square feet probably?
That's $10,000 a month if you want to rent it.
Oh, it's stupid up here, man. These little tiny rooms. I'm in the East Village, so it's supposed to be the nice side.
We are so bad at gambling that it is scary. We obviously had no idea what we were going to witness last night with the Heat. I don't think many people had much of an idea of what they were going to witness. So what you were there, Solana. What happened in your opinion, Solana? They just pushed and pushed and pushed throughout this series. They're facing injuries. Look, Jimmy Butler is not healthy. Kyle Lowry is not healthy. Tyler Hero is not healthy. Now, Jimmy and Kyle are playing. Tyler's not. But what happened, Solana? They just ran out of gas?
They're hurt, and I'm not doing the excuse machine. They are hurt. That is a fact. And they can't hit shots.
Did you see what their backcourt has done, Crowder? Their starting backcourt?
No. Come up behind the line?
The Heat start. No. I mean, period. Shooting. The Heat starting backcourt, which is Kyle Lowry and Max Strus, in the last two games, you're not going to believe this, are 1 of 28.
They've hit one shot together?
One shot has gone in from their starting backcourt in the last two Eastern Conference Finals games. They are 1 of 28 from the field. They are 1 of 19 from three-point land.
Oh, yeah, they're gassed. That's the answer. They're tired. They're exhausted.
Well, why, Kyle Lowry can't be exhausted. He wasn't playing, and Max Strus didn't even give you a whole season as a starter. I don't buy that. I think they're just not hitting their shots. Because why would they be more tired than, you know, guys that started 70 games? I mean, Kyle Lowry missed two games this series, maybe more.
Because, you're listening to what people are saying. Like, even Joel Embiid came out and was like, you know, Jimmy needs another star. We don't have another star like Jimmy on that team, which I think we think we're more talented than we really are.
Well, we kind of had that conversation yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which duo would you rather have? We'll talk to a couple guys today on the show, George Sedano from ESPN, John Michaels from 680 The Fan. Are the Celtics markedly more talented than the Miami Heat?
Yes.
Solana?
I don't think so. I think we're watching what's happening right now. We're saying they don't have enough talent now, even though after game one, we were certain they did. Guys, Jimmy Butler's hurt. Kyle Lowry and Max Strus. Again, these are not excuses. They are playing. They should be giving you more. Those numbers are atrocious. They're hurt. They're on the injury report for a reason.
Giving you more. I mean, a second basket.
Maybe two baskets would work. Kyle Lowry, it's obvious if you're watching, has no lift.
Yep.
You're telling me Kyle Lowry, through a half of basketball, healthy, can get you an assist and a trip to the free throw line? Jimmy is afraid to go to the rim. How many times did he drive to the rim yesterday? It was less than 10 times. That is insane for a guy who was shooting 18 free throws per game in that series against Philadelphia. This team is hurt, and the Celtics aren't even playing well. Tatum was 1 of 11 yesterday in the first half, and the Heat had a 5-point lead. They should have had a 15-point lead. Why don't they? Because they're not hitting threes. They missed 38 three-pointers yesterday. They went from the best three-point shooting team in the NBA in the regular season, the best, to one of the worst in the NBA playoffs.
Think about that. 38 missed three-point attempts, Crowder. 38 missed three-point attempts.
It's ridiculous, but a team that has the best record in the East and a team that has to work extra hard because they're – like when they win, when they're winning games, when they won those first two series, like their style of play is all out, full 100%, you know, defense, transition points. Like that is a very exhausting way to play basketball, and I think it got to them. That's why they're getting injured, and that's why they look tired. They have to play so much harder to do less in the points category because they just don't have natural scorers on this team.
Yeah, see, there's some definite truth to that because when it's not going right, they can't finesse their way into a game. Like when it's not going right, you saw it last night. I mean, really the last two games, they can't hit a shot. Like they're discussing it right now on both ESPN and FS1. I'm watching both on monitors. ESPN, is Jimmy Butler capable of being the best player on a championship team? And on FS1, the Heat shoot 7 of 45 on three-pointers in Game 5 home loss. Clear, Butler and Miami don't have enough offense to win the series. I mean, that's obviously it, right? You can't – like, there's certain guys that can put up a quiet 28, right, in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Just certain guys, it's a quiet 28. You don't know how they did it. The Heat don't really have that guy, especially when Tyler Hero's out, by the way. I mean, that you're talking about the sixth man of the year. You're talking about a guy that can give you instant scoring, that can create baskets where there are no baskets to be had. He's a huge loss when he's not out there and you need points. Like, now you're just – I mean, honestly, you have Max Strus and Kyle Lowry, 1 for 28 – in two games? I mean, it's head-scratching. Like, it's almost I would be hard-pressed to go 1 for 28 in two games.
Yes. But you know what? I think we'll do better because we still have legs. Like,
speak for yourself.
watching the last two games, the Heat do not look like they're moving as fast as they did in the prior series in regular season. It looked like they're moving in slow motion.
Somebody texts in, you guys are so dumb with basketball, you make Solana sound smart, and he's an idiot. Yeah, honestly, if you go back to the podcast and listen to yesterday, the beginning of yesterday's show, I can't believe Vegas is giving away free money by giving me the Heat and 3 points. And by the way, they're getting 8.5 points tomorrow in Boston.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it as well. I like it as well. And I want to go over on Max Strus and Kyle Lowry.
Nope.
So are they done? Are they done?
Yes.
They're done.
It's over.
You think they're done, Solana? Or you got the guts still?
Man, I want to have the guts. I haven't decided yet. Can I give you an answer by the end of the show? I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when you give it. It's going to be wrong. We've been wrong. On this the entire series. But if you want to give it now, 5:30, whenever you want to give it, you give it.
Can the Heat give you one more game? All they need is one more game to send this to seven. One game in Boston where they're hitting threes.
I mean,
I don't think it's impossible.
This is what I said yesterday, right? It's now a three-game series, and I like the Heat's chances. Now we're going to do it. Hey, it's almost a two-game series if they can just steal one in Boston, and then it's a one-game series, and it's at home. I don't know. Sometimes you got to pull the plug on the patient, and it may be time.
It felt that way yesterday.
It felt that way yesterday. It did. It did.
And the patient is a great way to put it, because everybody's still going to be hurt tomorrow, fellas.
That's the thing. Like, you know, Kyle Lowry, his hamstring isn't going to get better overnight.
No.
Tyler Hero, if he toughs it out and gets out there, he's not going to be 100%. There's obviously something wrong with Jimmy's knee. There has to be. There has to be. Like, you can't go from scoring 40 a game to, you know, grinding out six. And then what do you have last night?
I don't remember, but his shot selection. I mean, just settling for threes.
He doesn't get to the free throw line because he can't drive.
He's not looking at the basket.
Yeah. Yeah.
13 points last night.
Well, the good news is I have tickets for Top Gun Friday night. And so I think I might have better plans than watching the Heat game. I have made other plans. By the way, guarantees a Heat blowout victory, just based on the way things have been going for us this series.
I don't know.
All right, let's get headlines here. We do have a loaded potato today. Crowder is in New York. I'm in the studios in El Portal. And John Michaels, like I said, is going to join us. Jorge Sedano is going to join us. We will listen during 15 minutes of Heat today to Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler after the game again. And they get asked the tough questions. I mean, they get asked, like, you know, you don't look good out there. And they give you honest responses. One of the things I really like about them is that they give you honest responses. But let's get headlines here. Start out the show with Alejandro Solana.
All right, guys. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. Friday night at the TD Garden. As Hawk mentioned, 8 to 8.5 point favorites. The Celtics are at home.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard not to take 8.5 points with this Heat team. But
when we just saw him get blown out twice.
Yeah.
You know what's another crazy thing that I haven't seen a lot of people talk about? The Heat scored more points in Game 4, where they started 0 of 14 shooting. They were down 18-1. They scored more points in Game 4 than they did last night.
That's crazy.
At home.
That is crazy. Yeah, it really, you know, that like, it feels like the gas has been let out of the tank on this one. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, they got to win two games. They've gone on a two-game winning streak before this season, but man, it just feels like the end of the line.
The Celtics had 7 blocks. 7. They were throwing everybody's ball everywhere. I remember Oladipo got blocked. Duncan got hit at the rim.
Duncan a couple times at the three-point arc.
PJ Tucker got his thrown into the eighth row. Like, 7 blocks. I'm telling you, like, watching it, they don't have the legs. They don't have the bounce. Celtics are moving faster, jumping higher, and playing a faster game than the Heat are.
There was a sequence last night. Not sure if either of you caught this, but the Heat actually cut it in the fourth quarter to like a 15-point lead. The crowd.
It was 13. It became 13 at one point because I was going to text you because I knew you were there. If they cut it to 10, F it, play Pepas. I was like, if they cut this to 10, F it, play Pepas. And they never got past that 13.
Victor Oladipo takes a 3-pointer. Misses the rim, hits the bottom of the backboard on the other side.
It was that the one that was the thud? I mean, there was literally a thud that you could hear, like, clunk.
P.J. Tucker somehow gets the rebound. The ball finds its way back to Victor Oladipo. He takes another wide-open three this time, hits the exact same part of the bottom of the backboard. Celtics go the other way and score a layup.
It was later in the fourth quarter as well. Max Strus got a 3-point attempt in transition, way off. Rebound went to the Heat, kicked it right back out to Max Strus. He took a step to the right, launched another one, way off.
Kyle Lowry took a 3-pointer that was 7 feet to the left of the rim. Jimmy Butler caught the rebound, got fouled, went 1 for 2 from the line.
In the fourth quarter, Gabe Vincent took a three-pointer that was 6 feet behind the three-point arc. And, you know, sometimes where you turn around because you know that it's going in? He turned around because he knew it was way off. It was like, let me get back on defense.
Hustling back on defense. Yeah, just wasn't, that's a great sign.
Wasn't happening.
Gabe and P.J. Tucker, though, the only guys with guts last night. I mean, Gabe Vincent came in and gave you good quality minutes.
Listen, those guys out there are trying. Here's the thing about Jimmy Butler. Like, when I watched him in the postgame, he refuses to say there is anything wrong with me. And I admire that because, you know, that's not shtick. He's holding himself to that accountability, right?
Yeah.
In his head, he's like, hey, me, if you're going to be out there on this court, you play. And if you're not going to be out on the court, then you can say you're injured. But if you're going to be out here, you are not going to say, well, I'm slowed down. I'm dinged up a little bit. Those guys are out there trying. They just, I mean, it's so obvious that Jimmy is injured. It's obvious. Yeah. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, it was an injured Jimmy Butler is better than most NBA players.
Correct. Correct. And he knows that, which is why he's out there. Unfortunately, last night, it wasn't the case. You know what I mean? Like Max Strus is not injured, but he just lost his shot for some reason. Kyle Lowry's injured. Kyle Lowry, there has to be some serious consideration given to him not starting tomorrow night. There has to be.
Bro, they're exhausted. I don't know. It's funny. We talk about that meme with the finals meme, the bubbles finals, when Jimmy's laying on the wall and we use it as like the heat culture thing. Like he puts it all out on the court. That's called exhaustion. You don't play very well when you can't breathe. The Heat are tired and they're hurt. And you get hurt more when you're tired because your muscles are exhausted. So now things, ligaments and cartilage and stuff starts messing up. Man, the Heat, they run their style of play. It's not sustainable because they can't slow it down because they don't have half court scores.
And I will tell you, I would submit that I any team, their starting backcourt goes 1 of 28 from the field in two games, they're not going to win those two games.
Find them. Can we find them?
Second most missed three-pointers ever in an NBA playoff game.
It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. They're just jacking them up. And some of them, they were goofing around. They were so way off. It was like, what am I watching here?
Good looks, though, right? Like, if all that mattered was good looks, I mean, the Heat would have been leading that game. If you didn't actually have to make them, but you just had to get a good look.
Right.
I mean, we would have been like playing bed-buzz early.
Like a gimme in golf. You get the pass, you go, this one, I got it. Like, I'm open, I would have hit this one. Got it.
I take my gimmies 4 feet away.
Oh, I'm sure you take them from the tees.
Let me run through some other headlines. Quickly, Warriors-Mavericks game 5 tonight, 9 p.m., Dubs can close it out. They're 7-point favorites. Some big UM news. So Alonzo Highsmith was the Seahawks scouting executive, or a Seahawks scouting executive. He has left. He has joined the Miami Hurricanes football team as general manager of football operations.
Yeah, so he's going to work with Sam, what's Radakovich's name? Dan Radakovich.
Yeah,
I say Sam Radakovich. We made fun of someone else for saying that because he used to be Sam Jankovic. There's been the Alonzo Highsmith rumors for 5 years now with the Hurricanes, but finally he's coming home.
How did y'all go from penny pinching to hiring everybody in the world?
It's crazy. Everyone wants to be here. Jason Taylor to Alonzo Highsmith. I mean, it's literally anyone that has interest in football is now part of the Miami Hurricanes. Love it.
You like football? How much you need? We got you.
Marlins lost yesterday. They begin a three-game series in Atlanta tomorrow. Inter Miami lost in penalty kicks last night. They're out of the U.S. Open Cup. Canes baseball lost their first game in the ACC tournament pool play to NC State. They need a win tomorrow against Wake Forest.
Anything good happened last night?
No.
All right, just checking.
I leave town, everything goes downhill.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover accident. Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
Oh, I just noticed on the show sheet, on this day in 2017, Abducted in Plain Sight was released to Netflix. Who's the guy's name? Broberg?
B.B.
Is it Broberg?
Broberg.
Broberg. That's our dude, Broberg.
Bill Broberg.
All right. We'll do that. Solano will do some research. We'll get you.
That show should have been called Damn Dummies.
George Sedano is going to join us next. We will talk Heat and Celtics with him.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No, 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 baby. It's me, Baboni.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So you've been to the last two Heat games at FTX, Solana. No Pepas in the last two home Heat games, right?
No Pepas.
No Pepas.
Say it.
What are you gonna do?
Win.
Yeah,
win.
Can't play. Answer. But you can't play Pepas without the reason. You know what I mean? Like you can't just fire it off for no reason.
What about a good old season ending? They lose game six or seven. You can do it at the end.
If they win in Boston tomorrow,
yeah,
and they come back to Miami on Sunday, have a game seven, they get blowed out. Just at the end of the game, fire off Pepas for old time's sake.
Farewell, Pepas.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Jorge Sedano from ESPN, one of their NBA specialists. Have they just run out of gas, George? They're injured. They're tired. They just out of gas?
I don't know if it's gas. I just think it's just the injuries more than anything else. By the way, I was dancing. I thought you were going to go to me. I was dancing to Celia Cruz there, right, for a little while, and then you faded it out.
I mean, Solana knows. Fire it back up, Solana. Let's see if we can get the George dance in there. Come on, Solana. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
There you go.
Look at that.
I may run out of breath, though, doing this. I may run out of gas doing this interview if I'm going to be dancing while we're doing it.
You've still got moves?
Oh, come on. I was the king of the quinceañeras when I was a kid. Like, I was always me and this one girl. Her name was Martica Mirabal. And she and I were always the two people you needed in your quince.
Really? So you could do a whole routine. Everybody's in a circle watching you. Like everybody was
Listen,
"Hey, Sedano's got to be here."
If the choreographer told me and Martica Mirabal what to do, we'd nail it.
I gotta meet Martica. Let's go. Anyway, you were saying so. They're obviously Jimmy's injured, Kyle's injured. We know Tyler Hero's injured. They could have used him for some scoring, but you think it's injuries.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, Jimmy Butler, I mean, he wasn't even looking to score in that game yesterday. He had no lift at all. Yeah, and he looks battered. And then Kyle Lowry, clearly still on one leg. He doesn't have the burst that he had. Even defensively, he's not getting to spots as quickly as he used to. And in this series against this kind of team in Boston, if you're even a half a step slow, like, you're in trouble. And, you know, Tyler Hero, obviously, in the half court, that hurts them as well. And that means that there's more attention on guys like Max Strus and guys like that. And, look, the guy who stepped up in a big way, and if I'm the Heat, I look at it and I say to myself, this guy's a keeper, is Gabe Vincent. Like, I don't think there's any question. If there's any silver lining in this, is that you look at Gabe Vincent as a guy who can be on this team for a long time if you're willing to pay him.
And George, with the not just in this series with the exhaustion, but overall the Heat, the style of play the Heat plays, that suffocating defense, transition points, always running, moving fast. They don't really play a half court, you know, they're not real dominant a half court offense. The style of play is exhausting, and when you're tired this late in the season, that's where more injuries come. They don't have a lot of stars. They have to play very, you know, very physical dominant basketball to beat good teams, and I think that's what's breaking them down and getting them injured.
I mean, that's probably part of it. I do think that Jimmy's been dealing specifically, Crowder, with this knee thing the whole season. It's why he's missed so many games. It's why we saw in the Atlanta series he sat out. By the way, back then it was easier because, as we know, the first round is spread out over 2 weeks because of TV. But now you're playing every other day, and that makes it more difficult. It's kind of like what Mark Cuban said. I don't know if you saw his tweet 2 days ago, and he basically said, yeah, the play-in is fun, but then what ends up happening is by the end, before you get to the finals, you're racing to play every other day in the second most meaningful round. And I think if I'm the league, I'm revisiting that. I'm not saying that you can't do the play-in. I'm just saying you have to revisit the schedule. And to not have a day off between travel days, to me, immediately when I saw that on the schedule, I'm like, that's not good. You're not going to get great basketball.
George Sedano is with us. We had this conversation at the beginning of the show. Is Boston a markedly more talented team than the Miami Heat?
I would say that at the top of their roster, they are, because Miami is more, and we've talked about this, Miami's more of a sum of the parts team than the elite talent at the top, whereas the Celtics are not very deep at all, but they're just like 5 or 6, 7 guys, tops, max, that they go to. Whereas Miami, you know, throughout the season, even in the playoffs, they've gone 9, 10, 11 deep in some games. And sometimes they've done it out of necessity. But I think that's the difference, is that Jason Tatum is – I would say him and Jimmy are pretty close. I would give the edge to Tatum just because he's got the ability to shoot threes that Jimmy doesn't. But I think Jaylen Brown, when, you know, obviously the turnover stuff is an issue, but I think Jaylen Brown is probably a better second player than Bam or Tyler Hero, because Jaylen Brown is also an excellent defender and can give you 40 on a given night, where I just don't know. Although it's close, I would say that, and I'm not, this is not me ripping Bam by any stretch of the imagination. I think Bam is unbelievably important to what the Heat do. And without him, you wouldn't have beaten Philadelphia, excuse me. So, but I think that there's probably a slight edge there, with Jaylen Brown too. And then, you know, beyond that, like, Tyler Hero's great on offense. But is he as valuable as a Marcus Smart and an Al Horford? Probably not, is my guess. So yeah, Boston has the slight edges. But I think Miami's some of the parts. Look, I picked the Heat in 7 based on health, okay? And I thought they would be healthy. I didn't think that this would be an issue at this time of the year, and that's probably my own damn fault. But I picked them because I thought the sum of the parts would wear down Boston's lack of depth. And I still think it would have happened had everyone still been healthy. I still feel like the Heat would have won this series. Now, could they have beaten the Warriors in the next round? I don't know. You know, that's a completely different ballgame.
And was Joel Embiid right with his tweet, George, that Miami needs another star?
Yeah, I think he's right. I mean, he'd be great.
there's no arguments from anyone here.
Was he volunteering or he was just making an assessment?
He did a follow-up tweet saying, LMAO, y'all are stupid. Look, I think the situation – I'm not saying – look, don't do this thing where I end up being the guy that says that Joel Embiid wants to leave Philly, because that's not what I'm saying, okay? But what I would say is the situation in Philly is going to be interesting to monitor, okay, for this reason, okay? Daryl Morey loves James Harden. There's no question about that. No one has told me this, not James's side, not Doc's side, but I just got a feeling, and again, this is just reckless speculation. Again, no reporting, nothing substantive, but I got the feeling from watching that there wasn't like a great connection between Doc and James. And we know that Daryl Morey, the general manager, has a great connection with James. So I'm curious to see how that plays itself out, because just follow me down this road for a second. Let's say for argument's sake, okay, Doc Rivers is not on the team anymore, okay, that Doc Rivers somehow ends up somewhere else or a free agent or sitting on the sidelines because it just doesn't work itself out, even though Daryl said we want Doc moving forward. I happen to think that, and again, this is me just speculating again, that I think he knows the Lakers would love Doc Rivers, and he's just saying that because he'd like to extract something out of the Lakers for Doc Rivers. But so let's just say Doc isn't the coach. You know who probably would be the coach if Doc weren't in Philly? Mike D'Antoni. And I don't think that's a huge stretch, because Mike D'Antoni was going to be the coach until Doc Rivers became available. So if in this alternative weirdo scenario something like that happened, I think that all eyes would be on Philly as to what does that mean for Joel Embiid. You know what I mean? Because it's not like Mike D'Antoni has a ton of success with big men. I know Amari Stoudemire played for him, but that was a long time ago, and I don't see him necessarily as the same player as Joel Embiid. Nonetheless, he's right. Miami needs another player, of a superstar caliber player that can play on both ends of the floor, because for as great as Bam is on the defensive end, I still think, even though he's a great facilitator of what they do on offense, they need someone who can score more to kind of put them over the top.
I think you may have stumbled us into a great radio sports talk hypothetical. What would be better?
I did that on purpose.
What would be? Solana said he's already putting this up on the website. So you could, even though you couched it with "I'm being reckless, I have no info," he's running with it. Solana's running.
I can edit all that out. Don't worry about it.
But how about this? How about this? What would be better for the Heat in the long run? They come out of the next two games victorious. They hobble into an NBA Finals. You got to run it back now. They make it to the NBA Finals. You got to run it back. Or they get bounced tomorrow night, but they end up with Joel Embiid next season. What would be the better scenario?
The latter is definitely the better scenario.
All right. I think we have stumbled into a great radio concept here. This is what sports radio is made for.
Yeah, the latter is absolutely the better scenario, because the miracle of miracles happened, and they beat the Celtics. Something happens, and they end up winning this thing. They're just not healthy enough to beat the Warriors. You know, like that's maybe if they were healthy, I would like their chances to be in a real series with the Warriors. But health is not going to be something you can count on with them at this point.
So, in your opinion, though, the series is over? Because everyone kind of feels that way today. Like last night, you know, I said all day yesterday, all right, we're down to a three-game series. The Heat have home court advantage in the three-game series. And it was so obvious that they were playing injured last night that I think a lot of Heat Nation is deflated today. Is it over, in your opinion?
Yeah, if they look like yesterday, they can't win. I mean, Jimmy has no lift. If Jimmy has no lift, they can't win the game. Like, they've won games because Jimmy has put on the cape and carried them offensively. But if he's not capable of doing that, and Tyler Hero is still sidelined, like, there's no chance of them winning that series.
And you seem like you're real high on the Warriors. If it is, and let's say it's the Heat or probably the Celtics, Warriors still taking this thing, right, George?
You know, they match up pretty poorly against the Celtics, though. The Celtics have done a really good job against them. Now, granted, it's just the regular season, but going back to even when KD was there. And before KD, like, they did a really good job against them. So I think it's a real series. I think the Warriors would win, but I don't think it's an easy series for the Warriors, no.
George Sedano, ESPN. Are you going to see the new Top Gun movie? Let's get to the important stuff. Are you going to see Top Gun?
I am. I just, you know, I got to finish my workload here. Like I'm in Golden State, or I'm sorry, in San Francisco today, because I've been doing the Warriors Mavs series. I switched to sidelines on ESPN Radio for the conference finals, and then I'll be done after this. So. I'm looking forward to going to see it. I mean, I've heard that it's got like a 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I couldn't believe it.
They're saying that Top Gun Maverick is better than Top Gun, which almost seems impossible because it's one of the greatest movies ever made.
I mean, I don't know if I feel that as strongly as you do about one of the greatest movies ever
made. I actually didn't feel that as I was saying it. I was like, you don't feel this way. Why are you saying that? No, but it is a great movie, though. I mean, Top Gun, the original, is a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great 80s movie. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But, yeah, I've heard insane stuff about this movie. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it on an off day between the NBA Finals. I'm just looking forward to getting some downtime, even for a little bit. It would be nice. But, look, if the Heat end up – I'll take no downtime if the Heat end up pulling out the miracle, because that means I'd probably get back on finals coverage if the Heat end up advancing.
So oh, no I, doubt. Listen –
I'll push back Top Gun 2 Maverick if the Heat can pull off the miracle here.
Now, what about Jurassic Park, the series finale? This is the series finale, although, you know, you wonder. But Jurassic Park, that comes out June 10th. Now, I say this. I always say the original Jurassic Park is honestly top 10 movie of all time, in my opinion. And every one has gotten subsequently worse. Yet every time I hear the theme, I force myself to go out and watch the next movie because I love the theme song. Yeah. Oh, by the way, do we have this in this studio, Solana? Do we have? Have you ever heard Kawhi Leonard laughing to the tune? It's Kawhi Leonard because obviously he was a Raptor at one point. Kawhi Leonard laughing to the theme song of Jurassic Park. Almost done.
Okay. Now
one
the
more.
Beginning,
okay, now you can go.
Now, the beginning, Hawk, the beginning was a little off key. I felt like if I'm doing American Idol, you know, I'd be Randy Jackson right now. Kawhi, you're a little pitchy, dog. Okay. But middle of that thing, after that first round of that first verse, he was nailing it. There's no question.
You can't help but smile when you hear that, right? Yes. You can't help. So are you going to see Jurassic Park? Well, the series finale? Have you seen all of them?
No, not really. No. I've only seen from beginning to end the first one. And then after that, to your point, the second one I didn't think was that good. And then I've never seen any of the other ones, including the reboots. I just no interest in Jurassic Park after the original.
Yeah. I got to see that one, too. Yeah.
I mean, you know what it is, Hawk? It's got to tug me at the heartstrings, right? Like Top Gun tugs me at the heartstrings, right? Any Rocky movie, they can make another Creed movie I'd be in on it because it tugs me at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to get me there. Jurassic Park just didn't do that to me.
Yeah.
George, what about when Blue, the connection between the man and the dinosaur, and Blue had his back and fought the other dinosaurs?
There is no connection between man and dinosaur. That was the Blue. That was the idiocy of the second one.
Yeah,
the third one, whatever that was.
I'm feeling it, Crowder. Sorry.
There is zero connection between human and dinosaur. It's why the dinosaurs always go on a rampage and start killing all the humans because there's no connection. All right, there you go. George Sedano, that was a good way to end with the Kawhi Leonard bringing us all together at the end with the Jurassic Park theme, that's a top 10 movie theme of all time. Not the Kawhi version, but the Jurassic Park theme, top 10 of all time.
I would agree. If you're ranking movie themes of all time, Star Wars is probably at the top.
Rocky
in there too, yeah. I would say Jurassic Park is in the conversation in the top 10.
Axel F.
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah. Oh, come on.
That's a good one.
You know?
All right.
I mean,
All right, George Sedano. Hopefully we can talk to you during the NBA Finals about the Heat. It doesn't feel that way right now, but you never know what can happen over the next two games.
You never know. All right, just keep the main thing the main thing. Don't let go of the rope. Burn the boats. Do all those things.
All right, fair enough. We're at the very end. We got to do them all. We got to do them all.
Yeah.
George Sedano exactly. From ESPN. Thanks, George.
You got it, guys. See
you. There you go. All right, let's. Everybody who hears that Kawhi Leonard thing loves it. Most people never heard that before. We've heard it a million times. Most people never heard that. You can't help but laugh at that. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You nailed it.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Solana, tell everybody how you were preparing for Pepas last night that never came. You were this is a great story. You're at FTX Arena. You're waiting for Pepas because you're gonna crush a Funky Buddha.
Grabbed one at halftime. And
so there's like a little kiosk you can get Funky Buddha.
Right outside my section. And it's one of the only places that has Funky Buddha, so it's perfect. And grab one at halftime. Come back for the third quarter, already starting to feel a little buzz, and we all know how the end of the third quarter went. Terrible. But right before the end of the third quarter, I said, they're going to make a run. It's right. The Eastern Conference Finals. They've shot terribly. They're going to make a run. So I run back out with 30 seconds left. There's free throws going on. I tell a lady, hey, I'm buying this before the end of the third quarter, so don't let me not buy it.
Right.
I buy a Funky Buddha. I come back to my seat.
Now you're going to have it there so that you can slam it on camera when Pepas plays.
Correct. It's still sitting there. Untouched.
So it was $12, right?
$12.
$12, Funky Buddha. You did it for the love of the show. You did it for the love of the show. You weren't able to use it.
And I would do it again if I had to.
Which might be Sunday night. You might do it again on Sunday night. You have any hope that you're going to be at FTX Arena on Sunday night?
I do, man. Like, it's not that crazy. They make some threes. We've seen this happen before. This series has gone every which way possible. Is it that crazy?
I don't think it is, Crowder. I don't think it's that crazy that they win tomorrow in Boston.
I think it is crazy because of the fact that people aren't going to be healthy.
I actually agree with Crowder. It is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I was trying to take the other side, but it would be crazy. What are they going to get healthier on the flight?
I'm telling you, these ice buckets don't work the way you think they do.
What's Bill Parcells doing?
Drop the towel.
They dropped the towel.
We have a loaded potato for you coming up today on the program. John Michaels is still going to join us from Atlanta. Huge Heat fan. Can talk to him about the Heat and about Alonzo Highsmith coming to the Hurricanes. So we'll take a quick break here, and then the Hockman and Crowder simulcast begins next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.